This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's been a lot of controversy over peeing in the pool. Right, and, of course, the controversy has come back. Why? Because it's summertime. And, two, because in the Olympics 4 years ago, Ryan Lochte and I think Michael Phelps admitted to going pee-pee in the pool. And there's a new video by a site called Reactions that tells us everything we ever want to know about pee in the pools, and it confirms, unfortunately, all our worst fears. They say the average pool contains 30 to 80 milliliters of urine per person. So basically, jumping in the pool is the equivalent to pouring up to a third of a cup of pee on yourself. They say on top of that, pee mixed with pool water, okay, is unfortunately a chemical soup. When urea from urine mixes with chlorine, it creates trichloramine. This gives pools their familiar smell, but it could also irritate their eyes. And so, you know, it's kind of like a disinfectant byproduct. It says it also ends up when you have sweat and dirt and all sorts of gunk from our bodies. They say urine is responsible for half of all the DTPs, disinfectant byproducts, that recreational swimmers create. So, Michael Phelps in a 2012 interview says, I think everybody pees in the pool. It's kind of a normal thing to do for swimmers. Chlorine kills it, so it's not bad. Well, chlorine doesn't kill. I mean, you know, chlorine may kill bacteria, but urine is urine. So now they're also saying that it could cause respiratory problems. So, okay, so what about the exposure? So, obviously, if the problem with pee with pool is the chemical compounds, the exposure to these, what do? How do you rinse off? Well, the funny thing is a lot of us, when we go to the beach, we will rinse off in the pool. Okay, I'm thinking the beach may be safer and cleaner than the pool. Let me see what else they have here. It's saying, la, 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 the best thing swimmers could do to improve the swimming environment for themselves and for everybody else who uses the pool is to practice common sense hygiene. Shower before hopping in the water, and for the love of cheese, don't pee in the pool. This is according to Bustle.com. I agree. So, you know, I know why a lot of people pee in the pool. It's laziness. Okay? You know, it's not really fun to get out of a pool and be cold. And then, have you ever tried to get off a bathing suit in a hurry to pee that's wet while you're cold? You're like, I can't take it off in time. I mean, I'm going, it, you know, it's tight. It's just not fun. It's not very, very easy. And so, I think a lot of people, you know, obviously pee in the pool for that reason. But women have an extra reason to pee in the pool. Okay, I have been to a lot of public bathrooms near pools. And the toilet seat is wet. And a wet toilet seat is one of the most disgusting things to sit on, especially since many of us think that, you know, you still get an STD through there. And I believe technically you still can. If there is warm fluid on a toilet seat and there's some herpes virus in there, I really think you can still technically catch. Okay, because fluid is a conduit. So what I tell women to do who don't want to sit on a wet toilet seat is to always have a big gulp cup. And when you go to the public pool and you have to go to the bathroom, get out of the pool, don't pee in the pool, grab that big gulp cup, go to the bathroom, and then you could stand and pee in the cup in the stall. You could just, I mean, because a big gulp should cover most of it, right? I mean, a big gulp should cover, right? Right? All right? So then you don't have to sit. So you can stand there, pee in the big gulp, take the big gulp, pour it out into the toilet, and then flush. But as I think of the numbers, 3 out of 5 people pee in the pool now, 3 out of 5, and those are people who admit it. So it's kind of disgusting. You know, your kids, when they swim, they drink it in. You know, you'll notice a lot of people are like, to heck with this, I'm nowhere going near a public pool. I don't blame them. A lot of people are going nowhere near this California wildfire. This is scary. They say this California wildfire now is as large as San Bernardino. Ryan Velasquez said the blue cut fire erupted, spread so quickly, he and his family were able to escape off of California 138, leaving his home behind. He said, he said, I couldn't take it anymore. He was like, blanket, I am going to go in. And he, left, and he wanted to go in to get to his house. And then, unfortunately, it was a rough drive, but then he finally got to his house. I apologize. I'm having computer problems, so the story's going in and out. Velasquez thanked every firefighter because his home was actually unscathed. However, other buildings in the path of the blue cut fire had been destroyed. More than 1,500 firefighters are continuing to battle this wildfire that has now grown to nearly 58 square miles. They say this is approaching the size of the city of San Bernardino. The remote mountain areas has required a regular onslaught of aerial attacks. I believe we are now at a 26% containment as opposed to 4% the previous morning. The fire has grown 8 square miles as of yesterday. Some people have been able to return to their homes. Interstate 15 is now fully reopened. Small fires are spotted in the distance. Large smoke columns are still blowing further west. They say even though areas around California 2 and 138 are still evacuated and roads shut, some restaurants are still open, and that I-15, a major conduit between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, as the I-15 takes you west and then takes you south. San Bernardino County Sheriff deputies said they found 3 people trying to steal property from an evacuated home. Oh, they need a butt whooping. The trio was arrested on suspicion of looting and grand theft auto. Yeah, okay, guys, really? Okay, I mean, you know, and it really, this really bothers me about human nature, okay? You know, you have something that's devastating and deadly, you know, displacing, and then you're looting. I mean, that's, ugh. Some evacuation orders have been lifted. Many remained, including the mountain town of Wrightwood, California. And let me see here. We don't have a number count of how many houses have been ruined yet. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, 1 pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so gallstones have been linked to heart disease. Now, this is no surprise. I think a lot of us have realized that those people that, you know, seem to have high cholesterol or seem to be obese, that could be more at risk for gallstones, would also be more at risk for heart disease. But this is another study making us feel smart. They say people who have suffered gallstones may have a slightly increased risk for developing heart disease later down the road. In a group of more than 250,000 adults, researchers found those with a history of gallstones were 17% more likely to develop heart disease over the next few decades. Now, gallstones and heart disease share the same risk factors, obesity, type 2 diabetes, unhealthy cholesterol levels, but those risk factors cannot completely explain away the finding. Cardiologist Dr. Richard Stein Fine says this study makes a pretty convincing case that gallstones are a risk factor for heart disease. Stein was not involved in the research. He's director of the Urban Community Cardiology Program at New York University School of Medicine. He said that people with a history of gallstones may want to pay extra attention to the cardiovascular health. Eat a heart-healthy diet, exercise, keep your blood pressure down. It would be prudent to get your other heart disease risk factors under control. Now, so what are gallstones? Okay, they're the sediments that develop in the gallbladder, and the gallbladder is kind of like your oil pan. It helps store bile fluid that drips down from the liver. Your liver makes bile, and then it drips into the gallbladder. And then what the gallbladder does is when it senses fat that's coming in to the body, it squirts out the bile so that the bile can then help digest the fat and fat-soluble vitamins. So gallstones form when obviously there's imbalances in the substances. This is chemistry. And you kind of get a supersaturation and it starts to make these crystals and starts to make these sediments. And excess cholesterol is many times a usual suspect. This is according to the U.S. National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease. For many people, gallstones, they say, cause no symptoms. But if they block a bile duct, wow. So when you are trying to pass a gallstone, have you guys ever tried to pass a gallstone? OMG. Very not fun. Okay, I passed a kidney stone. I cannot imagine passing a gallstone. But gallstone pain, it's deep. And you feel it in the upper right. Sometimes you feel it go all the way to the back. And it comes in waves and you cannot get comfortable. There, you just cannot get comfortable. And so you're shifting and it's bad. And if that stone gets stuck, if that stone actually gets stuck and caught, then you get back pressure up into the liver. And that could be very, very dangerous. Liver enzymes go up. Your gallbladder can start to inflame. It's not good. So, anyway, in this study, they looked at 269,000 men and women for up to 30 years. Just over 6% of women and 3% of men said that ever been diagnosed with gallstones. Among women, Key's team found those with a history of gallstones were up to 33% more likely to eventually develop heart disease. For men, gallstones were linked to an 11% increased risk. The researchers then pulled those results with findings from four previous studies, and that included 900,000 people. So we're talking about a lot of people. This counts. Okay. Now, the study does not prove a cause and effect between gallstones and heart disease. They think it may not just be the gallstone or the fact that you have high cholesterol. They think these gallstones will screw around with your gut's microbiome. And that's a word we use in medical terms rather than mess around. Mess around is one level. Screw around, it's screwing around. So that refers, I guess, to the trillions of bacteria. The microbiome are the trillions of bacteria and other microbes that dwell in the digestive system. Gallstones can disrupt the balance of these microbes in the gut. And remember how we talked about how your microbes in the gut, you know, help determine how to, keep your body, healthy and help balance things? So that's one theory. Another theory is some cases of gallbladder disease might spur inflammation. And what does inflammation do? Inflammation affects the heart, exactly, and heart disease. So the inflammation link could be. So when somebody has, so what does it mean? So if you have somebody in the family that has gallstones or gallbladder issues, I would watch them like a hawk for their heart. Just like if somebody in the family is using Viagra because they have issues with erections, I would recommend that they, again, be watched for the heart. So, you know, these cause and effect type phrases that you hear, cause and effect means you stab yourself, you'll bleed. Okay? There's a cause and an effect. But they can't say you have a gallstone, you're going to have a heart attack. That's not a cause and effect. They're just seeing an association. But if we do notice that association, you know, we need to check it out. Just like risk factors for heart disease. I mean, we know that cholesterol can cause heart attacks. We know that. But what about you're having short stature? They're saying short stature may be a link to heart disease. Well, being short doesn't cause a heart attack, but there may be an association. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say cannabis, marijuana, is a better painkiller for men than women. Men will respond better to marijuana than women do for pain. This is the first study to test this in humans. And it's obviously very well needed and timely, because as narcotics are going to get more and more difficult to obtain because of all the overdoses and the misuse, people's pain isn't going to miraculously go away. They're going to turn to marijuana. Medical professionals have welcomed the research as proof that we need to look at both genders when we do our research. Men have greater pain relief, they found. They say preclinical evidence has suggested that the experience of pain relief from cannabis-related products may vary between sexes. No studies have been done to see if this is true in humans. So researchers analyzed data from two double-blind placebo-controlled studies looking at the analgesic effects of marijuana in 42 recreational marijuana smokers. After smoking the same amount of either an active or a placebo form of cannabis, the participants immersed one hand in a cold water bath until the pain could no longer be tolerated. Following the immersion, the participants answered a short pain questionnaire. After smoking the marijuana, men reported a significant decrease in pain sensitivity and an increase to pain tolerance. Women did not experience a significant decrease in the pain sensitivity, but they did report a small increase in pain tolerance right after they smoked. So despite differences in the pain relief, men and women did not report differences in how intoxicated they felt or how they liked the effects. So men and women were probably like, dude, this is cool. It's rad. Love it. You know, that, okay, so they probably all kind of, you know, felt, yeah, the same. The authors noted that the additional studies in both men and women are needed to understand the factors and the analgesic effect. Because remember, we're going to need to, I mean, as we introduce marijuana, whether we politically like it or not, people are going to be coming to the medical professionals in pain. And if we can't be prescribing narcotics, and if we're limiting what they're allowed to get, then the next move is people gradually themselves going to marijuana or doctors prescribing the marijuana. Well, we need to know the difference, okay? We are really going to be investigating marijuana and its applications for pain management. So you need to realize that there's a different dose between different sexes. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm still really, really torn. We have no idea how safe marijuana is. All right. Do we know if marijuana causes cancer? Hard to tell, because many marijuana smokers smoke regular cigarettes. So if you have a whole bunch of people that said they smoke marijuana and they have lung cancer, we can't say that the marijuana caused the lung cancer. We don't know. Especially if they smoked other cigarettes, you know, smoke cigarettes. And the majority of people smoke marijuana smoke regular cigarettes. So it's eventually we are going to get a patient population that is going to be just marijuana smokers. I wouldn't want people to think that marijuana is a healthier form of a cigarette than tobacco, because obviously there's no filtration, okay? There's also not a lot of consistency with what you get. So for me, I'm expecting there to be some link with cannabis and lung cancer. I'm also expecting there to be a lot more neurological data coming with long-term dementia or Alzheimer's, although there was a small study that I believe said it helped prevent Alzheimer's, which is very fascinating. I would like to see studies of marijuana and irritable bowel and colon disorders for people that have very stress-induced bowel issues. It'd be very interesting to see if smoking marijuana later becomes a cure or a treatment for irritable bowel. We'll see if it helps sleep disorders. We know it helps anxiety disorders. Again, going back to the neurological studies, you know, with seizures. You know, having parents say, look, I gave my kid marijuana and they're having less seizures. You know, somebody's got to study that. I mean, you can't blow off anecdotal, you know, stories such as that. That has to be tested. All right, don't go away, 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Do you ever ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So an hour in the tub burns more calories than 30 minutes of walking, and the tub is about 104 degrees. How many of you guys take a hot bath? It's crazy. This new study has found that if you run a hot bath and you soak in the tub, you will burn an average of 126 calories an hour, which is equivalent to a 25 to 30 minute walk. They think passive heating, such as a bath, increases the rate that people burn calories. I got to say no, because I've been taking hot showers. And, you know, in the shower, you move more. You know, because I'm singing, and I'm, you know, accepting my Oscar, and I'm accepting my Grammy, and then I drop the shampoo bottle. That's my microphone. Then I got to pick up the shampoo bottle, and I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you. Yes, I, you know, it's all because of my new husband, Michael Fassbender, and yeah, anyway, so I'm sitting there in the shower moving a lot, you know, when I'm taking a 20-30 minute hot shower. But this is an hour of sitting into a tub, in a tub. Dr. Steve Faulkner and the team at Loughborough and Leicester Universities made this discovery when they were investigating alternatives to exercise to control type 2 diabetes. In the study, they compared having a hot bath to the same period of time spent cycling and discovered having a hot bath had these surprising benefits. It was even more effective at lowering blood sugar than cycling. The experiment involved 10 unfit men, all who bathed at 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit, while wearing a glucose monitor and hopefully a bathing suit, to record changes in their blood sugar during the subsequent 24 hours. The same participants also cycled on a different day at an intensity that increased their body temperature by 1 degree Celsius, kind of to match what happened with their bathing session. We discovered the participants who bathed had on average 10% lower peak glucose levels in comparison to the exercise. Taking a hot bath helps you lose weight. The amount of blood sugar rises after a meal is one of the risk markers for things like developing type 2 diabetes, so obviously keeping it down helps. Scientists admit it was nowhere near the increase resulting from exercise, and they say the bath did result in an 80% increased energy expenditure, but they were burning 100 calories while lying around and doing nothing. So this blows my mind. So heat can increase the rate people burn calories. Now, many of you are like, well, wait a second. Duh. What about Bikram yoga? Duh. Well, yeah. That's why Bikram yoga is so successful, because it's a very, very hot environment. They're 1,000% correct. Now, of course, you have to be very, very careful. Okay, sometimes the body may not want to be subjected to strenuous heat. If you're not hydrating, that could be dangerous as well. So they say these findings are interesting, and now everybody wants to go and take a bath. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the American Heart Association has said, obviously, sitting at your desk all day can hurt your health. And the American Heart Association recommends at least 75 minutes of vigorous exercise or 150 minutes of low-level exercise every week, which breaks down to a half hour a day. By the way, I've seen a different recommendation now saying that's not enough, but let's just go with this for now because, you know, yeah. So they say 30 minutes can be any fashion of things that you incorporate into your work day, according to Dr. Daniel Vigil from UCLA. So the point is to move throughout the day, preferably at least once an hour. Now, he's an associate clinical professor of family medicine and orthopedic surgery at UCLA's David Geffen School of Medicine. So what sort of things can you do? They say move your waste basket and other essentials away from your desk. Walk to a colleague's desk instead of emailing or phoning. Take the stairs to the restroom or when you go to another floor. They say use resistance bands to do foot curls and arm stretches at your desk. Take the stairs instead of an elevator. When you stand in line, stretch your neck and shoulders and bend your knees for flexibility. If a meeting lasts longer than 90 minutes, take a 5-minute stretch break at the midpoint of the meeting. Now, see, that's my problem is I got to run to the bathroom. But you know what? Running to the bathroom, if you run into the bathroom, or you know what? If you just sit in a tub and pee, yeah. You can lose weight there. Park your car farther from the building. If you take public transit, they said get off a few blocks before your destination and walk the rest of the way. Download apps that encourage you to be active, such as those that count your daily steps or remind you to move while you're at your desk. Pokemon Go, do you notice it's starting to get quiet? We aren't hearing that much Pokemon Go. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got sick of that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, fish is back in the news. You know, they always have to remind us to eat the fish. They say here two servings of fish may be enough to lower the heightened risk for blindness that occurs with diabetes. So diabetic retinopathy, we've talked about diabetic retinopathy, where your blood vessels in your eyes, they really can't handle all the sugar. They're not the healthiest blood vessels because you're diabetic, obviously. And on top of that, you know, how much fluid can your vessels take in to try to dilute all the sugar? And so many times these little baby blood vessels pop. So when you look into a diabetic's eye, you see a lot of retinal hemorrhages. You see a lot of, you know, blood spots on the back of the retina, which can really obscure the ability for the eye to focus images. Now, what ends up happening is the eye tries to heal. And then it creates an overgrowth of blood vessels to try to supply an already poorly vascularized eye. And then these blood vessels start to cause issues with vision as well. So diabetic retinopathy, obviously a very serious complication of type 2 diabetes, which is why when we say diabetes can make you go blind, that's why. Losing blood supply to your retina is not good. Lead researcher Alex Salavila says it's the most frequent cause of diabetes-related blindness as opposed to cataracts or glaucoma, etc. So they wanted to see what happened with regular seafood consumption, fatty fish in particular, in the absence of any advice, obviously, you know, fish oil supplementation, etc. You know, we really haven't had many people say, look, eat more fish or take more fish oil to decrease your risk of diabetic retinopathy. So what they decided to do was focus on patients whose overall diet was already composed of low-fat or plant-based foods. Then what they did is they added the two servings of fatty fish, and they found a lower risk for this diabetic retinopathy than those who ate less fish. The study participants were drawn from an earlier trial that kind of divides Spanish residents with type 2 diabetes into three different groups. The first looked at a low-fat diet. The second was a Mediterranean diet, which is more plant-based and red meat-free. And it's very funny when they say Mediterranean diet, because, you know, my father ate a Mediterranean diet, but he really loved lamb. You know, and Mediterranean diets, a lot of us think gyro and lamb meat, and I mean, oh my gosh, yum. But technically, they're saying plant-based, red meat-free. And supplement with extra virgin oil, olive oil. Then the third group had the Mediterranean diet with 30 grams of omega-3 rich walnuts, hazelnuts, and almonds. The study found that the second group did the best. Okay? Because they had fish. Working with the same pool of participants? Oh, no. That was, okay. Then they asked 3,600 diabetic men and women between the ages of 55 and 80 to report how often they consumed 8 types of seafood. And then they found that those who routinely consume 500 milligrams a day of omega-3 fatty acids in their diets were 48% less likely to have the diabetic retinopathy. So what does that mean? If you're diabetic, eat the fish. That's what it means. Okay? And if you don't know if you're diabetic, eat fish anyway. And if you think you're going to be diabetic, eat the fish. And if you don't think you're going to be diabetic, but you're worried about the eyes, eat the fish. If you have no idea what any of this means, and you're thinking what you want to have for lunch, and you're about to go and get a burger, stop and go eat fish. That's really what it's about. Okay? And walnuts. Here's my problem with nuts. I don't think my tushy likes it. Whenever I eat nuts, I got this cranberry chicken salad the other day, and boy, this cranberry chicken salad, oh my gosh, it had nuts and it had like raisins and all that. I have been for now 3 days. Okay, we won't go into it, but I'm sorry, I can't eat the nuts. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. A big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're collecting school supplies for our teachers where I live in the Las Vegas area. Every Storage One Self Storage in Albertsons and Vons has a box for collecting school supplies to help our teachers be prepared for the new school year. Please check out the Tools for Teachers sign at each of those locations at Albertsons and Vons and Storage One Self Storage. And anything you could donate, pens, paper, backpacks, dry erase markers would be very, very much appreciated. Also, as you know, the blood shortage crisis has been looming throughout the summer. We're very nervous about as we go into this next fall. So we're creating National Blood Donation Week, September 4th to September 10th. We are organizing blood donation days in every state. We just got Montana Governor Bullock's proclamation. We have Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Mississippi, Indiana, Michigan, and Nevada. And luckily, these states have been, you know, so supportive of trying to help, and more proclamations are on their way. If you can donate blood, please go to my website at drdahlia.com to find the nearest blood bank. If you want to host a drive, please click on the green button under the National Blood Donation Day link, and we'll help you find a way to host a drive. It all really, really helps. Thank you. Okay, this is very interesting. A private school has been all over the internet with this ban preventing parents from delivering forgotten lunches or books to their students. It's a Catholic high school in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And they shared a photo of its own door sign on August 10th to Facebook, which reads, "If you are dropping off your son's forgotten lunch, books, homework, equipment, please turn around and exit the building. Your son will learn to problem solve in your absence." That is very interesting. So the post has gained over 70,000 likes, about 3,600 comments, and this is a school that educates boys between 14 and 18, and they want to teach autonomy. And then some people are accusing the school of starving them. It's about $4,400 a year to go. The school's principal, Steve Strassell, told Female from Daily Mail, "We have had zero complaints from Catholic High parents because they know on campus their sons have every tool necessary to solve the problems listed on the sign. The policy is still in place. The sign is still in place." This is Catholic school, guys. You don't mess around. My son goes to Catholic school. You do not mess around. Mm-mm. I mean, when they tell you what to do, they tell you what to do. One student, Patrick Wingfield, told Arkansas Matters, "It makes me think for myself and not rely on other people to do things for me. And if I make a mistake, I need to learn from it and try to fix it." Of course, social media always rips on. I mean, there's always, you know, back and forth on that. One woman said, "Because starving your children is a great way to enhance your educational development. Jesus would definitely tell your hungry child to problem solve his way out of it. Hypocrites," she writes. So there's obviously people going back and forth. I love the idea. I think, you know, these kids need to learn. I mean, I see my children, and they're, and you know, sometimes they are just right on top of it, and sometimes, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, how are you going to feed your family later? And you know, they look at me like, well, I don't have to, and I'm like, yes, you do. Okay, you're going to have to get your poop together. And so this is, you know, knowing that you don't have that safety net with mommy and daddy might be the most important thing. Have you guys all seen the Nemo Dory movie yet? Okay, remember I told you guys to make sure you get the early so you see the little short between the Dory Nemo movie? And that little short, basically you kind of are wondering, you know, what the mom is doing with her baby birdie. Because she's almost letting the baby birdie practically drown. And you're like, okay, why isn't the mommy helping him? Well, the mommy finds a friend and they figure out how to handle the beach and how to feed to the point that now the baby is all over it and the baby's now one of the more successful birdies. And, we parents, you know, we want to provide a safety net because we know we're going to feel guilty. If anything goes wrong, we're going to feel guilty. If they're not going to eat, if they're not going to, you know, my husband always uses the term with my kids, big boy rules. big boy rule. So when my kid asks a question, and it's a stupid question, and you know, they want daddy or mommy to solve it, and my husband goes, big boy rules, like, figure it out yourself. And they hate that, but it works. So I don't know. I mean, I think that's, you know, telling the parents, look, if they forgot, you know, they have to deal with the consequences. If you do not have your homework, what happens when you have a job and you forget your work? Yeah, you could tell your wife to come and bring it, but what if you aren't married? What if you don't have a girlfriend? What if you don't have a, you know? So it's, yeah. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing I always asked for my mom to run to the school was bring sanitary pads. And trust me, okay, she was not very easy to reach. And on most days, I was in trouble. Well, now there's something called Hanna pads. And these are washable sanitary pads made from 100% organic cotton. They're also saying that these have health benefits. I'd caution with that first. They say the Hanna pad is cost-effective, washable, 100% organic. And Marcus Steve and his wife Jenny introduced the product on the Australian market in 2014. I gotta tell you, they do look kind of comfortable. I mean, I guess. It looks like a maxi pad, but it's cloth. And you know what? They put flowers on there. I don't know why. Look, we really don't want flowers. Anyway, you see a bunch of people drying them off on their clothesline. No, they don't look, I mean, they look completely pristine, but yeah, I don't know how one would look after you bleed, you know. Mr. Steve, director of Hanna Pad Australia and New Zealand, told Daily Mail Australia that he and Jenny decided to live a chemical-free life after working as cabin managers, and Jenny had issues with her menstrual cycle. She tried the South Korean product and felt a reduction in period pain. He wasn't convinced. He was in shock when she said that it was washable, and I questioned the hygiene of it. After doing his own research, and he researched pads and tampons, he found that women were being exposed to dioxins, herbicides, and insecticides, and as a result are suffering from infections and skin rashes. So, they started their own online business. It's supposed to be leak-proof, super absorbent. They come anywhere from $14.99 to the super ultra overnight for $35. And that's kind of interesting. I mean, my problem is, these pads, they do get expensive. My only worry is, what if somebody doesn't wash it correctly? If they don't wash it correctly, that could be an issue. So, I mean, you are assuming somebody is doing it right. But they look kind of cute, I guess, and they look inconspicuous. I really don't like the flower patterns. I'd rather, it'd be like Spider-Man or, Transformer. I kind of like those rather than flowery things. They say you could rinse it under cold water and use antibiotic soap or antimicrobial soap. So pretty exciting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not so good. Tests in mice are suggesting that the Zika virus can affect adult brains as well and not just damage baby brains. Apparently, in this study, they looked at mice, and Zika knows to go, and hone in on nerve cells, especially brain cells when it affects the fetus, causes the devastating effects like microcephaly, small head, profound brain destruction. According to NBC News, many of these babies miscarry, and if they do survive, they have permanent brain damage. So now what they want to do is they want to look at adults. So they looked at two areas in the adult mouse brain, and they found it contains neural stem cells, the subventricular zone and the anterior forebrain in the subgranular zone of the hippocampus. And they found that Zika got into those brain regions where the mice were infected and appeared to kill some of the stem cells. They say our data therefore suggests that adult as well as fetal neural stem cells are vulnerable to Zika virus neural pathology. And Zika virus obviously is a transient infection, but could it cause devastating long-term damage to the brain? So when we do start to hopefully vaccinate people against Zika, we're going to have to include men. We're going to have to include non-pregnant women, because I think this is some scary, scary stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rebel.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.